This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Last year, the United States Postal Service delivered 7.2 billion packages. That's about a billion more than they did in 2019. And you can imagine that some not small percentage of those parcels were Amazon packages, and getting them from point A to point B is not always easy, especially in rural towns. Up in Bemidji, Minnesota, it's about 100 miles south of the Canadian border, a sudden onslaught of Amazon packages has been causing all sorts of trouble at the local post office. Caroline O'Donovan wrote about it at the Washington Post. Good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us what has been happening in beautiful downtown Bemidji, Minnesota, since Amazon came to town, would you?
Yeah, so the local post office in Bemidji, Minnesota was totally overwhelmed with Amazon packages. From one day to the next, they started getting thousands of Amazon packages around 5 o'clock in the morning. And that is causing difficulties not only for the postal workers who are working super long hours, but also for the residents of Bemidji. This was all they could talk about in town when I was there, because the mail is getting delayed, they said, because of so many Amazon packages piling up. So people, and especially businesses in the downtown district, were concerned that they wouldn't be getting the, you know, checks, bills, invoices, credit card statements that they need.
Mm-hmm. Just to be clear here, this is not just a Bemidji thing, right? It's large swaths of rural areas of this country.
I've heard reports about similar issues in Portland, Maine, in the Rocky Mountains in Colorado, most recently in the San Juan Islands in Washington. Those rural deliveries are really expensive, no matter who you are. They're really, you know, long drives. It's the last thing anyone wants to pay for. And that's sort of why it falls to the Postal Service and why it therefore it becomes such a big problem for the mail
right.
in those areas.
So let's talk business model here for a second. And we should say, as we get into this, that the U.S. Postal Service occasionally, maybe even right now, I don't know, buys advertising on this program. So just, you know, so everybody knows where we stand. We cover them like any other companies you might have heard elsewhere on public radio. They need, and the Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, has said, we need Amazon's business to, in essence, stay afloat because they lose many billions of dollars a year.
Yeah. So a lot of people assume that the U.S. Postal Service is funded by taxpayer dollars, but it's not. Like you just said, it operates as an independent agency, like a business. And so they need to have revenue. They lost $6.5 billion last year. It's no secret, I think, that the paper mail isn't exactly, increasing in volume. And so the plan there is to sort of have the Postal Service turn a little bit more into a logistics company where they pick up
right.
more parcel volume, which they get paid more for, obviously. That's his plan to kind of save the post office, if you will.
How come Amazon packages in Bemidji get priority over the bills and checks and other mail items that the residents of Bemidji are looking for?
So a crucial thing that the post office would say is it's not that Amazon packages get priority, although that is functionally how the postal workers there feel, like in practice, based on what's happening. But it's not necessarily that there's a directive
right.
to prioritize Amazon over, say, Target.
Okay.
And, you know, you did your disclaimer, you know, Jeff Bezos,
right.
Founder of Amazon, owns the Washington Post. I'll do mine, too, so I don't feel left out.
Fair enough. The more people know, the merrier. So where does this end? Because it's not like we're going to be ordering less stuff online, whether it's Amazon or you know, what have you.
The Postal Service, you know, told me that their goal is to have the packages and the mail be totally coordinated and seamless and go together and to resolve the issue. In terms of the post office, changing its contract with Amazon, that's not a deal that the public is allowed to know what's in it. They consider it a proprietary, you know, business secrets. And we don't know what's in it. We can't say. In terms of what's going to happen there, I think, you know, we have to see.
One last thing about Bemidji. Are people just steamed?
This is one of the only stories I've reported where before I even asked anyone a question, people all around me were discussing this issue. You know, so yes, people are definitely upset. There's people who have medical documents, you know, stuff for their insurance. There's folks who don't like to do their billing online. But what I didn't necessarily realize is that there are these businesses that are not necessarily like super old-fashioned businesses by any means, but they save a lot of money doing their billing and their banking and their invoicing in the mail. They don't do electronic payments because that they're small businesses and that ends up being a big cut of what their revenue would be. Mm. And that is something that surprised me.
The mail does matter. Caroline O'Donovan at The Washington Post. Caroline, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time. Nice article.
Thank you so much.